Well, it's Friday, and that, of course, means that we have Pierre Mayor Steve Harding in with us. And, well, I have no complaints. So, I mean, I'm able to drive on my street again.
Well, that's good, then. Yeah. That's, we've been trying to get those closed up before the snow flies, you know.
Yeah, so. And you know, of course, they're talking about El Nino and what that's going to mean for us. And I love when meteorologists talk about El Nino because they say, well, it could be warmer than normal with an El Nino effect, or it could be about the same, but it could be warmer, but then again it could be cooler.
Yep. So, and that's kind of the forecast.
That's,
I guess,
kind of what the forecast is,
and that's something to go on.
Basically says we may get a lot of snow, but it may be a shorter winter. They're very ambiguous about their definition of an El Nino effect, but they know there's an El Nino effect.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. That's right. So yeah. I guess we'll find out what the winter was like in next May.
There. We'll know a lot more 6 months from now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, speaking about winter, you know, it's we just brought to the commission here this week about the height of our trees in the community. Mm-hmm. Currently, the ordinance says 12 feet. They have to be cut 12 feet above the road, above mm-hmm. the street, and 8 feet above the sidewalks. And through the years, you know, equipment's gotten bigger, taller, construction equipment, campers have air conditioners on the tops of them. Right. There's even horse trailers that really have increased in size too, height-wise. So a lot of communities have been going to a 14-foot width height over mm-hmm. the streets, increasing that by 2 feet because just because of the equipment, and city equipment's much bigger. Our street sweepers are much bigger. So, and what that does is it protects all of the construction equipment and campers and city equipment from hitting those when they're doing work, you know, in the street. And so we just brought an ordinance, gave it first reading this week on moving that height to 14 feet. And we'll be bringing that back next week. And, you know, typically the homeowner is responsible for that. Mm-hmm. And because we're going to move that another 2 feet, that's getting up there pretty big. And a lot
of homeowners. I was going to say, yeah, it's, you're going to have to have a good-sized pole saw for that one.
Yeah, exactly. And so with that in mind, typically the city has not cut those. But we thought that because we're going that extra height, that, and as you say, residents typically, you know, a lot of them don't have the equipment or ladder that high, that the city would go through the city and slowly work on those streets and cut those without charge to the residents. Right. So that's a change. But it really is, and we'll probably start that next fall, assuming that the ordinance would pass. And so it'll take us a while. It isn't going to be something we're just going to take,
right,
you know, a month off and just do every street or anything. So it'll take a couple years probably by right. the time we get
And by the time
everything.
You get done, it's time to start cutting from the very beginning.
Pretty much. That's right. But we'll notify the residents when we do that, hey, we will be coming through here. It's nice to do that in the fall so you can really tell where the branches are at and the right place to cut those. So be looking for that and if you have some comments on that or some questions, you know, certainly you can shoot me an email, call City Hall. You know, I'll be happy to talk to residents about that, but you'll be notified. And it's just a safety thing. And because we have had instances, especially in the older areas of town where we've got really big, nice trees and they hang over the street. You know, there's been people pulling their camper through there and had the air conditioner knocked off the top of it.
We had that happen under the bridge from time to time.
Yes, we do. So, unfortunately, we can't trim that too much.
No, can't do that. You can get a bigger sign up.
Yeah, but that's right. And speaking of the signs, too, a lot of the bigger trees, they hang over and where you can't even see a stop sign on the corner. You know?
Yeah, so sidewalks and all of that stuff, that's still the job of the property owner.
Yep.
Yes.
Right. We just do the street. So, and then a little bit out the airport, you know, the emplacements have really been great all year long. Mm-hmm. And we have to, the city of Pierre needs 10,000 boardings per year. And then we receive $1 million from the federal government to go towards airport maintenance and upgrades. And so we passed that a month, 2 months ago, actually. The boardings for October was just over 1,500 people, mm-hmm. boardings. And that's just really excellent. That puts our boardings for the year over 12,000. So right. we've already met that threshold, which is great. So keep flying out of pier. That's important, you know, for the city to get that extra money to keep our airport operational and looking nice. And also remember that the flight to Minneapolis will start that after Thanksgiving,
November
30th.
Yep.
And we'll have that flight to Minneapolis and back on Thursdays and Sundays, those 2 days only. Okay. And just a reminder to people that that's available. You can go out there now on Expedia or go to Denver Air Connection and make your reservations and get those set up.
So great.
Lot of good stuff there.
Looks also, like you have a pretty busy agenda, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. I've got several sheets here. We can talk for quite a while here. The construction, we are wrapping up the construction season like all the other contractors, trying to get last-minute things done and buttoned up. Our asphalt contractor is back up and running now. Mm-hmm. That isn't operational, you know, at certain points when the batch plant is here. And so we've been doing some parking lots. We did the parking lot down in Griffin Park there by Mary House. We did a parking lot out at the cemetery. And we're still doing some patchwork and pothole fills around mm-hmm. town, too, trying to get those ready for the winter. So if you have potholes, you can go to the City of Pier website, cityofpier.org, and you can report a pothole there. Just give us the street number, and we'll get to it. It may take a while, but let us know where they're at. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we know where a lot of them are at, but if you've got one in a cul-de-sac or something, just go to the city website and document that so that we know and we can get up there and patch it before the snow flies.
Great. So and we are going to have snow here pretty soon. The plow is going to be out and about. So
yep.
We're asking people just to make sure that they don't.
Yeah, have all your trailers and campers and boats off the streets by November 13th mm-hmm. so the city can plow curb to curb. And remember, we issue a snow route alert by 9 o'clock at night so mm-hmm. people know to take your vehicles off the snow route so we can plow curb to curb, get those things opened up right away in the morning so people can get to work and drop the kids off for school and mm-hmm. everything. So, yeah, just friendly reminders that, you know, it's going to get here.
We shouldn't be talking about it already.
I know. It
upsetting.
Seems like, too. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there's just a lot going on, you know, getting ready for winter coming up.
Okay, how about downtown project? We haven't talked about that in a long time.
Yeah, you know, that's really going nice. That's we just had brought that to the commission meeting there. They will have what we call a business improvement district mm-hmm. To help with the infrastructure costs in that project. And if you notice, that's a lot of the concrete's getting poured there, and the apartment that runs along Dakota Street there, that will have underground parking. So you'll start seeing some bigger holes being dug there. The last that we talked to the developers, they plan to do the hotel first. So you'll see that go up, and that runs along the alley there mm-hmm. By Wells Fargo Bank. So you'll see that go up first, and that could even start maybe this fall yet, depending on weather, but for sure next spring. And be completed by fall this time next year. And then they'll start on the apartment after the hotel goes up. So you should start seeing some more improvements down there. I've had a lot of people keeping an eye on that and telling me they're really excited about that and what a great addition that'll be for the community. And so it's going along great.
Okay, great. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, you know, the new apartments up by Northeast,
in
the Northeast there, you know, that between the apartments at the Hague properties down there where Old City Hall was at and the new apartments going up there by City Hall, you know, there'll be about 170 new apartments from one and two bedrooms to even some three bedrooms on the bigger end of things. But just, you know, we've just really progress kind of kind of brings progress, you know, because of things that have been happening. More developers have said, hey, it's, you know, we're seeing some good progress. We want to be part of it. So, and a lot of that is because of the community support. You know, we've had just wonderful community support on all of the projects we've done over the last 5-6 years. And without community support, you just, it's hard to get things done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we thank you for coming.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Chuck. Steve Harding once again on People in the Neighborhood. It's brought to you by Lee Real Estate and by May Adam.